WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Hello, everybody. This is WVUA 90.7 FM, The Capstone, and welcome to take two of episode 10 of the Full Court Press podcast.
We had a little bit of technical difficulty.
We'll be good.
We'll be good.
My name is Jamie Martinez, and I'm joined by Alex Chasen and Nick Atkinson. On today's episode, look forward to league news and our long-awaited top 10 players of all time, baby.
It's
yes, sir.
Spicy.
We hope you enjoyed our last episode. Now, let's get into it.
Let's get right into it, boys. This is going to be our last podcast in the studio before we go on Christmas break.
Yep.
Where are you guys going? Any trips? Any plans?
Probably nothing but staying at the house. I might go up to Charlotte, maybe go to a game.
Game or two. How about
yeah,
you?
That'd be fire. I'm traveling over to Cali on Wednesday, 12-hour flight ahead of me. We'll be all right, though.
Sheesh.
I mean,
flight or you're stopping in Dallas again?
I got to stop in Dallas.
For
yeah.
The Qdoba?
Get some Qdoba,
Qdoba
baby.
Qdoba,
get some Qdoba. That's fire.
Qdoba's better than Chipotle, all right?
No cap.
That queso would do something different
for
to you,
real.
Man.
I took these boys when we went to the ATL. I took them to Qdoba. It's in the Carolinas. You've never been?
It's at the airport, and it's in, like, the state capital of South Carolina.
Okay, well, there's a few near me. There's one right near my house. I go there all the time. But I took these boys there when we went to the ATL. I was like, it's a must, because there's not one really near us here. So when we went over there, we had to take the opportunity and check it out.
The draw was fire.
How was it?
I mean, the one in Atlanta was insane,
because
it had everything I wanted.
Yeah.
But the one in the airport in Dallas didn't have any pinto beans or, you know, certain things. So it was missing a little bit. It was lacking. But that queso, my
yeah, bro.
Something's goodness.
Up with that, bro. Yeah.
I feel like at Chipotle, it's just like water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
It doesn't really have a ton of flavor either. I mean, it's good. I'm not going to sit here and say it's not, but
it's not
so
as good.
Flavorful,
yeah.
Mine. But again, back to my break. Going to be in Cali. Going to have the house to myself with everybody being gone. Just going to play some Xbox, play Fortnite with the homies. We're all looking forward to that, catching some dubs. Go to Fresno for Christmas, hang out with the family.
You going to a Kings game?
I hope so. I mean, I've never been to a Kings game. I mean, Atlanta was my first one, so hopefully the family could take me out to one. Hopefully we could see a light the beam.
That'd be the
experience of a lifetime watching them light the beam. But yeah, what about you, Alex?
No, I'm excited to go home. I'm going to be working a little bit, working Christmas Day, get that money. You know, I'm Jewish,
mm-hmm.
So you know, Christmas isn't my holiday. I have a lot of cousins who will celebrate Christmas, so I'll probably see them either the day before or after Christmas. Get my presents, give them their presents. But I'm probably going to go to the Celtics-Bucks game on Christmas Day. I'm excited for
that. That'll be a great game.
Fire. But in the morning, I'm going to be making that bread at Dunkin' Donuts. You know, it's the only one really open in the area on Christmas. So, I mean, I get those tips. And last Christmas, I think I made like $200 just in tips.
Dang.
Which is crazy.
Everybody wants to go get them donuts on Christmas.
Yeah,
man.
That'd also be nice.
Tried Dunkin' Donuts for the first time. How was that?
You've never had it before?
It was my first time having Dunkin' Donuts.
And they're out west. I mean, they're everywhere.
Yeah, I just never really had one. There's
Krispy
not really
Kreme.
One in my hometown. Krispy Kreme's
better,
fire.
It's better.
Krispy Kreme's insane. Dunkin' was okay. I got the pancake wake-up wrap.
Oh, yeah.
It was okay. They forgot my syrup, which was kind of lame. And then I got something
syrup.
Else. What do you mean?
Syrup.
Syrup.
I got the... It's syrup.
Syrup.
I guess it's just...
It's not
you know,
syrup.
It's how we...
You got that valley accent.
Syrup. It's syrup. And then I got the hash browns. Those are all right. You know, hopefully they can step up next time. I think the, you know, no hate, but the workers are kind of lacking, but...
It took forever.
It's better in Boston, huh?
Yeah, bro. I mean, I've been to the original. I'm from Massachusetts. I'm from the OG area. It's way better up north.
Mm.
You guys should come check it out.
Maybe one day.
Maybe one day. But yeah, other than that, working... Probably go to a few Celtics games, see family, friends, and yeah, I'm excited. It's a long break. Like,
yeah, it's a
month and a half almost.
I mean, when I was in public school, it was just a week, and then when I went to private school, it was 2 weeks, but like a month and a week.
That's fire.
That's crazy.
Well, we haven't really had that much of a break since we got here. We only had
Thanksgiving.
That's the only time we've had off, so I think
true.
It's good that we have a whole month off, you know?
It is true. And don't worry, guys,
Let's
we're still doing
down.
The show on
yep,
Zoom.
Of course.
We got it all figured out. I actually just downloaded the file so I can edit it, and we're going to be We never left. We're never leaving. It's just maybe the audio might be a little weird because we're on Zoom, but you guys won't notice. It'll probably just be our trained professional ears over here that
mm-hmm.
will notice. But let's jump into the NBA. The LeBron scoring tracker. He is 907 points away from Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. It's the weekly news. He's in it. Nothing major, but he's ticking down. He's ticking down, and I'm excited to watch that game versus whoever he faces for that number one spot all time. More LeBron news. He passes Magic Johnson for sixth all time in NBA career assists, which is crazy.
It is, yeah.
He only trails John Stockton, Jason Kidd, Chris Paul, Steve Nash, and funny enough, Mark Jackson. Which I did not expect. I didn't realize he was that high up there.
I thought he didn't play that long.
For real, to get that many assists.
Yeah.
But hey, LeBron is stat pad in all areas of the game, and this is just another one for him. Moving on, Al Horford. He got the bread. He got the bread. $20 million over 2 years, a contract extension, $10 million a year, puts him to his 39th birthday. What are you guys feeling about this contract before I give my opinion?
I mean, I think it's a good contract for the timeline. You know, $10 million is pretty good. You know, by then, the minimum contract deal will probably be up to around $3 million, you know?
Exactly, so it's really not that much. Because right now he's making around $30 million, I want to say, give or take on one of those sides, which was a contract he got from your Sixers, which was terrible.
Worst contract that we've ever had. But
he just didn't fit in your system. Yeah,
there's just no – they were trying to do, you know, Cat and Gobert before Cat and Gobert. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as long as he can shoot and provide, you know, some defense, I mean, that's a good contract to have on the team.
I think it's a perfect contract for the Celtics. I mean, by that 39th year –
he'll be on the bench by then.
And he'll probably be on the bench, just be more of that Udonis Haslem presence.
Yeah.
He'll probably still play, though, more than Udon has played. But hey, this year and next.
Yeah, this year,
that's true.
Who they have him guarding? They
had him Jason Tatum, and Jason Tatum just blew right by him. Like, still, he was like, you think you can, went right by him. That was a funny video, Now, I think this is a good contract for the Celtics. He said he wanted to finish his career with the Celtics. And I think by the end of his career, especially if they win a championship, which, knock on wood, it's going to be this year, he's going to be more known as a Celtic than a Hawk. Well, and he had a lot of success with the Hawks.
Yeah. You think he'll have his jersey retired by y'all if y'all won a title?
Ooh.
I think it's just so competitive. So if we win the championship, that roster will probably be Tatum and Brown 100%.
And Smart.
Smart, yeah. But after that, I don't know. Like, Ray Allen's not even retired yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's coming, I think, next season.
I don't know. It's so competitive.
Because KG said next we'll have number 20.
Yeah, I know. But, I remember we've talked about this on the side before. This is like, you know, like when we're going out to eat or something, the Celtics are going to be wearing like number 99.
Yeah,
they're going to be wearing 90 through 99 because every number is going to be retired.
Jay Crowder.
Or 60 and up. I know. Shout out Jay Crowder. Which I'd take him back on the roster. He wouldn't be a bad piece, but I don't know. We'll see. Jumping into Nazir Little, some injury news. He's expected to miss 6 weeks with a hip fracture.
Oh, man.
And he holds down that bench.
Yeah, he's a great piece.
Great defensive presence out there as well. And this is a kind of a big loss for them. I mean,
they started
off hot, kind of slowed down. But I don't know. It's kind of a loss for them. What do you think?
I think it's going to be a big. They're already kind of a mid defensive team. He's their best defender, I think, by far. So I mean, him getting off the roster, you know, for 6 weeks. That's, you know, close to 2 months. So and while Dame is out too, I don't see them winning too many games.
But you know who's helping them though? Anthony Simons had 45 points in a win over the Jazz this past Saturday. He shot 7 for 12 from 3, around 60%. 2 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks, which is awfully surprising.
Yeah.
But 7 turnovers, not the most efficient out there in the court. But he's getting buckets, though. He's getting buckets. Yeah, and
that's what he's paid to do.
He's getting, that's true.
Yeah, like he kind of reminds me of just like a pure scorer. I feel like the 2 position is kind of like what would benefit him the most, you know, despite him being, you know, more of a point guard size. I feel like putting him at the off-ball position and having, like, a true playmaker, like, not Mike Conley, but a Mike Conley-esque type of guy would benefit him more than him running the offense.
Yeah, he's the closest thing to Brandon Roy that the Blazers have seen his injuries.
He's a better scorer than Brandon Jennings.
Yeah. Brandon Roy was different, though. But, I mean, Anthony Simons has really stepped up since last year. He really carried the load for the entire year, honestly, when Lillard was out.
He's doing it now,
and now Simons is doing it now with Lillard still being hurt.
25 points per game.
Yeah, I mean, he's killing it. He's that undersized 2 guard, but he plays it perfectly. He doesn't necessarily need to pass the ball.
Now? Well, Dame probably shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Because he only is averaging around 4 assists.
Yeah.
Which is not.
They need to go out there and get a legitimate 6 man so they don't have to run Anthony at the 1 because those turnovers.
I mean, he had his chance last year. I mean, it just didn't work out well.
Yeah.
He can still score.
Anthony's a perennial all-star. He might be an injury reserve. I think this probably puts him over Anthony Edwards for me in that guard spot.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a possible injury reserve spot. You guys did. I've been putting the respect on his name.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know he would go off like this. So shout out Anthony Simons. I mean, he's putting his name out there.
He is. The NBA has updated their MVP ladder. I believe they do this around once a week or every other week. At 5, we have Devin Booker. At 4, we have Giannis. 3, tied for 2 is Jokic and Luka. And at 1, Jason Tatum, baby.
The list itself is pretty good. You know, Book, he's been playing very well this season. I feel like that's very warranted. You know, they're, the 1 seed in the West? Mm-hmm. So that's not bad. But the only thing that kind of, like, you know, throws me off is Jokic. Like,
so whack to me.
He's averaging 23 points per game in the third seed. Yeah, third seed's great. But, I mean, he's not doing anything impressive.
His first one was earned. Second one, I mean, there's a toss-up between him and Embiid. I'm not mad he got it, but Embiid, you know, he could have deserved it. But to even be top five is just ridiculous.
Top three?
Yeah, there's other guys. Yeah. Top two, really, because he's tied for two. There's other guys doing, you know, way better.
Steph, AD.
Steph, exactly. AD. I mean, AD has just started to really pop off the past 3 weeks, so I understand maybe why he's not on here.
I mean, his last five has been insane.
But for Jokic to even be in the same breath as Luka this year is just so insane to me. Mm-hmm. Luka breathes so much more into that Mavericks team. Like, I think the Nuggets can win games. Not a ton, but they can win games without Jokic.
Yes.
Because they have a lot of pieces, but the Mavericks do not win any games without Luka. Absolutely not.
They lose
not.
Games with Luka.
I think Luka Doncic is the most valuable player in the league.
Yeah, he's like...
Without Luka, there is no Mavericks. The Mavericks are a bottom team in the West. Luka does so much for that team. I mean, there was a stat that said the Mavericks have never won a game where Luka scores less than 30 points.
Yeah.
He does so much more than a lot of the guys on this list, especially Jokic. I mean, like, where's Steph Curry? AD's now in that conversation. I mean, Donovan Mitchell's still balling out this year. I mean, there's a ton of other guys I would still put over Jokic.
How do you feel about Tatum at one?
I think that's warranted. There's no argument.
You know, I think there's an argument because it's the most valuable player, and I think Luka's a little more valuable than Tatum because the Celtics would still win games with a Jaylen Brown-led roster, and Brown's very, very
good.
Yeah, but
they wouldn't be the one seed.
I know, but, I mean, the Mavericks would be the 15th seed.
Yeah, and my thing with that is, like, they're basically out of the play-in, the Mavericks are. If they're not 6 seed, he's not getting it.
I can see that, but again, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar won an MVP without making the playoffs. So we'll see how it goes. I personally think Luka's 1, and then 2 and 3 is really close between Tatum and Giannis. I'd probably put Tatum just above, but I think Luka's undisputed number 1.
Yeah, I mean,
I know you don't like to hear it being a Celtics fan and all, but it's
you'd have the unbiased opinions.
Just opinions.
Nike has officially, I know a few weeks ago we talked about how Nike suspended Kyrie Irving for, you know, we all know his anti-Semitic comments.
He's cut.
But Nike has officially, they've cut him. They've officially dropped Kyrie Irving, and it seems like they had this plan here. They've added Ja Morant to their Nike roster of athletes, getting signature shoes. It sounds like it was kind of like planned out because of like one thing happened. This was all today. One thing happened, and the next thing happened. Yeah. Now Ja Morant is a Nike athlete with his own signature shoe, which is well-warranted. Completely well-warranted.
He was going to get one eventually.
Yeah, but what's Kyrie wearing on his feet now? Still wearing Skechers. His old shoes? Skechers? Yeah.
Chuck Taylors.
Yeah, he could just pull a Will Chamberlain.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, though. I mean, I feel like no big company's going to want that scrutiny from signing him for one. Reebok, maybe.
Maybe Converse. A China company.
Maybe Reebok. I could see Reebok.
Converse would do it, too. I mean, biggest athlete is Shea, who's, you know, great. Yeah. But other than that, it's Kelly Oubre probably second. Or Draymond Green. That's...
Yeah,
I'd say it'd have to be like an overseas company.
Yeah, like Linning or Anta.
Anta, put him up there with Klay Thompson.
Klay's
isn't Tony Parker with Anta too?
He don't make shoes no more.
Yeah,
but
I'm just saying he was.
Yeah, yeah. Dwight Howard was too, I think.
I believe Marcus Smart is with some random company too.
Really?
I don't know off the top of my head. I'm just trying to think. I couldn't tell you, but
yeah, he's gonna sign with Yeezy.
We'll see. that'd be a good fit. That'd be a
very good deal. There is no more Yeezys. Crazy. I think Adidas discontinued them.
Yeah, they did. But, I mean, that'd be a good duo there. They have very similar disgusting beliefs. So that'd be a good matchup.
That's the dynamic duo right there.
That's the dynamic duo of shoes. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
We shall see. We shall see.
But, yeah.
Let's get into our top 10 here.
Yeah. So I'll start us off with our honorable mentions, but prior to that, I'd like to say we're basing this off of like everything about the specific player's game, you know, not just stats, accolades, just all that combined, you know.
The whole view
of
the player.
Yeah, exactly. So my first honorable mention, this is in no order, Bill Russell, Wilt Chamberlain, Kevin Garnett, Dirk Nowitzki, and Clyde Drexler.
Mm-hmm.
Clyde Drexler is the most underrated player in NBA history to me.
Why is he not on your top 10?
Because he's not top 10.
Yeah, where would you put him?
He's 15.
Okay. Yeah. We'll make another podcast, 10 to 20, I'm sure, down the line. So.
And people might question, why is Kevin Durant not here?
He's not even an honorable mention?
No, I mean, he's 16 for me. I got my whole 10 to 20. I got my 0 to 20, or 1 to 20 in my head, you know? And Kevin Durant is at 16 for me. He's not... You got to win something outside of a super team for me to say you're anything.
Let's save this for the 10 to 20 podcast.
Yeah, I'm just... Yeah.
You got to see the suspense.
Yeah.
All right, my honorable mentions... KD, Steph Curry, Oscar Robertson, and Hakeem.
Crazy.
But you guys disagree with that. I already know that.
So my honorable mentions, I forgot to put my honorable mentions on our shared doc, so I'm going to – me and Nick have a very similar list. So in no order, it's Bill Russell, Wilt Chamberlain, Kevin Garnett, Dirk Nowitzki, Kevin Durant. I don't have Drexler. I got KD. I think he's one of the greatest scorers we've ever seen. He just does it all on the court. I think it's a crime not to have him in your honorable mentions, but, you know, it's all opinion-based. We'll talk about it down the line. So I think we can get into it now.
All right.
Number 10.
I'll get it started with number 10, the greatest shooter of all time, the four-time champion.
Larry Bird.
Stephen Curry.
Kyle Korver.
You know, he's coming off of one of the best seasons that he's had in his career, which is crazy for a two-time MVP, four-time champ last 33. Year.
34 now.
Yeah. I mean, he's just doing such, like, crazy things at 34 years old now. It's kind of impressive how good his game has translated since coming into the league. You know, he's like a 14-year pro, but he hasn't slowed down one bit. He seems to be getting better, which is just crazy to say. But, you know, when you shoot like that, I feel like you can play until you're probably 42 years old. But, you know, just
which you might.
Yeah, I mean, obviously he's a NBA 75th anniversary team, two-time scoring champ, and a steal champ as well.
That's a surprising one.
Yeah.
My number 10, I got the 11-time champion, the 5-time MVP. He dominated the league for years and years and years. He also coached and got some rings. Give me Bill Russell at 10. The reason why he's not higher is because he was playing against 6'5" centers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But with that said, I think his game would have translated well into really any era because he was so dominant defensively that defense, he would have been like a Draymond Green. So maybe he wouldn't have been, if he played like in the modern era, maybe he wouldn't be a top 10 player of all time, like if he played today and like wasn't in any other era. But with that said, he wasn't in this era, and he was dominating the eras he was in. He's at number 10. I mean, I can't put him higher based off the fact that, like I said, he wasn't dominating like other big guys. But besides Wilt, but yeah. I mean, yeah, I got him at 10.
Great defender.
All right, my number 10, much like Nick, I got Babyface Assassin, Chef Curry, the Human Torch, Threesis, Steph Curry. That's a fire nickname. 8-time All-Star, 2-time scoring champ, former steals champ, which is, I think, it's very slept on. He was a very good defender for his time. 4-time NBA champ, all-rookie team, 8-time All-NBA, 2-time MVP, the first unanimous MVP ever, and he finally got that Finals MVP this year. Yeah, it was about time. I think
Iggy
took one from him earlier. That was a crime. But yeah. In my opinion, the most influential basketball player of all time, him and AI, neck and neck. But I got Steph Curry giving the edge. With no Steph Curry, the NBA doesn't look like what it is today. He completely revolutionized the way shooting's viewed, especially three-point scoring. It's just it's crazy what we see today, all these young kids trying to score from, you know, 30 feet out, all because of Steph Curry.
Used to be Kobe.
People used to yell Kobe.
The trash can. Now it's Curry.
Curry really? From range. Yeah, I've heard people yell from range.
I always said Kobe.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, you can't ask me that.
I think it's with the younger generation. Yeah. I know our generation would be the Kobe, but I mean, younger kids these days are yelling Curry. I know when I worked at a daycare, we used to play basketball, and when they tried to pull up from third, they'd yell Curry.
You think it was Jordan, like when we were not alive, like when like
probably
the generation before us.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, he didn't shoot threes. He was actually a pretty below average 3-point shooter.
Maybe imagine yelling Kareem, like
Abdul-Jabbar.
No one's saying that. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, like no one's saying that.
Bill Russell. But
Jerry West.
Like, I got Steph Curry up no here. One's saying He's that. The greatest shooter who has ever lived. And he probably will hold that title for a very long time.
Yeah, it's
going to
be like a good 30 years.
But like the generation under us is like...
We'll see.
Even when we were playing basketball,
I think if somebody takes that title from him, I think Steph Curry will be the one to blame for that because of how he revolutionized the game.
Yeah. So I just think people are just shooting and shooting now from everywhere.
Yeah.
Like it's not like unique. So I mean, if someone's going to break it eventually, but no time soon.
Yeah.
Giving the threesis at 10.
Yeah. Okay. For my number 9, I got one of the greatest winners of all time, top 3 defender of all time, the big fundamental Tim Duncan. You know, kind of like people always pick some players like that they feel like is like, you know, a great winner, great defender, great at everything. But I feel like he's the pinnacle of that. You know, he's good. He has accolades in every sort of statistic. He won a championship in the 1990s, the 2000s, and the 2010s.
That's crazy.
So, like, nobody else has done that. Mm-hmm. Like, and he was the best player on every single one of those teams.
Easily.
You know, I know some people took a Finals MVP from him, you know, Kawhi and Tony Parker, but he was still definitely the best player, both ends of the court on that team.
Wasn't even close.
Yeah.
My number 9, I got Wilt the Stilt Chamberlain, 13-time All-Star, 10-time All-NBA, 4-time MVP, 2-time All-Defensive. He did it all, 7-time scoring champ. Surprisingly, only 2-time NBA champ because, you know, Bill Russell just did it all and he was just destroying him all over the paint. But with that said, he's a stat padder. No one's ever doing what he did again. Again, the reason why he's on here is just purely based off how dominant he was in his era. And when you look at the stats, he holds about, I'd say 50% of the records that, you know, you look at when you look at records. He holds around probably 40 to 50% of them. And that's insane. Even though he was playing 6'5", Caucasian males. Hey, he still was dominant. Plumbers or plumbers, doctors.
He was beating up Pizza Hut employees.
Pizza Hut employees. You still can't take it away from him that he holds these records because he was still playing amazing athletes like Bill Russell. That was during that time. He's one of the best of all time as well. But he just can't crack. Like, I was looking at some lists just like, you know, trying to throw some things in my mind, seeing where other people's thoughts were before I created mine. And people had like Wilt like at 4 or 5. That's just insane. Mm-hmm. You can't do that when now you have the modern NBA, I'd say from like the 80s up, where people are playing against similar talent levels, and they're so dominant. But he has to crack my top 10 purely based off what he did and the stats and records he holds.
Yeah. Yeah. So at my number 9, this may come to a bit of a surprise. I have Superman, the Warrior, the Big Aristotle, the Diesel, Shaq Fu, Shaq Daddy, Shaquille O'Neal.
I thought you were saying Dwight Howard.
No. It has Superman on Basketball Reference. I was thinking Dwight Howard,
he's
too.
He's the OG Superman.
Yeah. He is.
So, 15-time All-Star, 2-time scoring champ, 3-time Finals MVP, 3-time All-Star MVP, 3-time All-Defensive Team. Where's his MVPs on here?
He has two.
Two MVPs. Yeah. Okay. Shaquille O'Neal, I know this comes to a surprise, but I have one.
I think it's crazy.
I know, but I have a couple guys over him for certain reasons that, you know, are over him. He's the most dominant player we've ever seen. He blazed the path for guys like Giannis, dominant guys, Dwight Howard especially. He was just a menace, but he wasn't much of a shooter. He was an above-average defender.
But he didn't need to during his time.
He wasn't the greatest defender. He was just purely dominant under the basket, and that's all he needed to do.
And I see it kind of being argued sometimes, like, you know, if you have, I don't know, you know, David Robinson, Tim Duncan, Hakeem, like all the best big men defenders of all time playing in the same time as him, that he wouldn't be as good. You know, he'd average like 18 points a game.
Yeah.
I could see it to an extent because, you know, he doesn't have a hook shot. He did have hops, though, I will say that.
He had jumps.
He could probably, you know, develop some sort of, you know, like finger roll or something. You know what I'm saying?
It's just his game was pretty one-dimensional. It was purely dominate under the rim. He didn't have a dream shake. He couldn't shoot. His free throw was terrible. I mean, there's a reason there was a Hack-a-Shaq, because he couldn't shoot. So, again, I'm not going to sit here and diminish his career because he's the most dominant player of all time. One top three center ever.
He's the best athletic center. The most athletic. In his prime, most athletic center of all time.
Jokic.
What?
No.
Jokic is fat. Jokic?
Well, because
Jokic is chubby.
No, I know, but he's not. Okay.
He's not over that catching lobs.
Let me put it this way. Jokic is built like a muffin. Jokic is not catching lobs, but he is a point guard.
He's also slow.
He barely moves.
Very slow.
Yeah, I know, but if you're talking about athleticism, Jokic is really athletic for his size.
What? He rolls down the court. He doesn't even run.
He's literally a point guard at center.
Yeah, but that...
just because he can pass doesn't make him athletic. He's the best playmaking center of all time.
Yeah.
He's not the most athletic.
If you're running point guard at 7 feet tall, 350 pounds, I call that pretty athletic.
No, that is the worst take I've ever heard in my entire life.
I can't get on with you with that one.
No, you...
I'm not talking about athletic as in, like, jumping out the gym, but as, like...
That's what it means. You should have said best playmaker of all time.
No, because he's an athlete. He's very athletic if he's playing point guard.
He can't dribble. All he does is pass.
He can dribble.
He's very... He does, like, little simple, like, behind the backs.
I don't know,
Vlade Divac was a better dribbler.
He has really shifty guards doing the same thing as him, but he's 7 feet tall and 350.
I don't know, man. I'm taking Shaq a million days.
Obviously, I'm taking Shaq, but you're talking about, like, athletic. I mean,
I'm taking from an athleticism standpoint, I'm taking Shaq.
Yeah, I am too.
He jumped higher, he ran faster. That dude, he could dribble too.
Yeah.
That's a terrible take.
Go back to his Orlando days, like, just watch some clips.
Oh, my goodness.
Like,
he's going to have some hot takes from there.
Sprinting down the court and, like, throwing the ball back.
Even in LA, he was throwing lobs to Kobe.
Yeah, he's
all the way from half court.
And that's why he's so high on my list.
He's much better than Jokic. I have him at 9. I just think there's a couple guys that outdo him just a little bit.
Yeah. So we're at 8?
Yeah.
Number 8.
Yeah. So I've got Hakeem the Dream Olajuwon, the best defender in NBA history.
Ever.
You know, he's got the accolades to show for it. He's a 2-time Defensive Player of the Year. He won one of those while winning an MVP, also while winning a championship. 9-time All-Defensive Team. And he was also on the NBA 75 anniversary team, but I mean, you know, we expect all these guys to be on there. You know, he did win his 2 rings when Jordan was out of the league, but like who we were just talking about, Shaquille O'Neal was who he was facing. Also with a pretty good team, Horace Grant, Penny Hardaway, all those guys, you know, and he dominated Shaq. like made a fool of him. Yeah, it was not pretty at all.
You know, the worst roster, too.
Yeah, for real. He had Otis Thorpe and Kenny the Kenny Smith. Jet. That's like, you know, his only supporting cast. But, I mean, you know, he's definitely, he has a reputation as the best defender, I feel like, now.
Easily.
Yeah. Number eight, I got the man who, you know, I mean, when I think of winning, it's Tim Duncan. Yeah. That's who I got. He, 15-time All-Star, 5-time NBA champion, 15-time All-Defensive, 2-time MVP, 3-time Finals MVP. I think he got two stolen when we talked about it earlier. Who do you get? So Kawhi and Tony Parker?
Yeah.
But he could have been 5-time Finals MVP, which would have been insane. When I think of winning, and I look at a Mount Rushmore, I'm not best players of all time.
Of winning, yeah.
Of just winning, Tim Duncan is up there on my Mount Rushmore of winning. Let me put it there, winning. And he, I mean, Pop is still coaching right now. That whole dynasty was just insane, and he was the real the lead player of that whole thing. Like you alluded to earlier, Nick, he won in three different decades, 90s, 2000s, 2010s. No one, I don't think anyone else has done that except, I don't even
LeBron's,
know.
LeBron, it was a year late. If he like if he would have won it in 09, 10, he would have done it. But
that's true.
He did not do it.
But I mean, it. But not as vast. Like he's. Yeah. But the thing is, with Tim Duncan, he played in like. Yes, LeBron is close. He might want to win one soon. But Tim Duncan, he did it in like three different types of NBAs. He did it like in the center dominant NBA, starting to slowly get into the shooting, and then also the shooting NBA, which is that's not easy. I give him a lot of credit for that. I have him at number eight.
Mm-hmm. They're definitely a top dynasty of all time.
Easily. Sure. So at number eight, I have the center that I have over Shaq in a very controversial manner. I have Little Moses, Hakeem the Dream Olajuwon. I'm just reading the nicknames off of Basketball Reference. I think this is Hakeem Olajuwon be a lot. Blah, blah. Hakeem Olajuwon might be the most underrated player in NBA history in my mind. He does not get the credit that he deserves, mostly because he played in an era with Michael Jordan. Yeah. He didn't get to win a ton.
I think he's overlooked way too much.
Yeah. 12-time All-Star, 2-time rebound champ, 3-time block champ, 2-time NBA champ, 12 times All-NBA, 9-time All-Defensive, All-Rookie team, 2-time Defensive Player of the Year, former MVP, 2-time Finals MVP, and he's an awesome NBA 75 team. He's just so legendary. 13 straight seasons of averaging 20-plus points per game, 12 straight seasons of averaging more than 10 rebounds, and I think he's never had a year where he's had less than 1.5 blocks per game. Year, in 1989, he averaged 4.6 blocks per game.
That's crazy. Rudy Gobert to shame.
That he does, truthfully.
Yeah. I hate Rudy Gobert. Yeah, Jamie kind of likes him. Nick and I hate him. So anytime I can bash Rudy Gobert, I'm going to bash him.
He for, I think this is 15 straight years, he was 2.5 blocks or more. That's
crazy.
Disgusting.
I mean, nobody's doing. AD is probably the person that's gotten closest to doing something like that.
And he also only had one season in his entire career where he averaged less than one steal as a center.
Yeah.
As a center. He's not even a guard. That's a center. He's the greatest defensive player to ever, ever touch a basketball court. But what puts him over Shaq is not just his defense, but his offense as well. Yeah. Shaq purely dominated under the basket. Hakeem could do that too, but he also mixed in the dream shake. He had such sweet feet under the rim. He really revolutionized, scoring under the basket. I think he was really one of the guys to revolutionize fadeaways for a big man.
He did, yeah.
Like, you don't really see that a ton, especially before him. Like, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Bill Russell, Will Chamberlain weren't shooting fadeaways like Hakeem was.
I put him at 11 or 12 in mine because I don't have him, obviously.
I got him at 8. I mean, he's just so slept on. I think it's kind of sad, probably because he played in Jordan's era.
Yeah.
I mean, if Jordan never...
He would be Jordan.
Yeah, he'd probably have 8 rings.
Or he'd be Bill Russell.
Yeah. Something crazy like that.
I mean, I'm just saying as far as, like, you know, 91, 92, 93. Actually, I mean, whoever was in the West would probably win because the Eastern Conference was so bad back then. You know, that's what paved
the Celtics
easy,
were over.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Pretty easy.
And it's kind of unfortunate because Hakeem and Jordan...
They were done by 91.
That's true, because they didn't start up again until, like, the 2000s.
Yeah.
It kind of sucks for Hakeem that him and Jordan were drafted in the exact same year, because then he's missing out on a Rookie of the Year award.
It's all right. He got 2 championships.
Yeah. So. I mean, he's lucky that Jordan went into retirement for those 2 years.
They wouldn't have won, I don't think.
No. Jordan would have kept going. They might have won 9 straight.
Really? I was saying I don't think Jordan would have won those years.
Really?
Because if they would have lost Horace Grant, then...
To the Magic?
Yeah. Then.
Well, I mean, Horace Grant ended up losing anyway to Hakeem.
Yeah, but... Yeah, of course, but, like, you get what I'm saying? Like, without having that big man there, because they never had a big man until Horace Grant and Dennis Rodman were there, so it's like...
Coach on the back three.
Huh?
On the back three.
Yeah.
Six.
So...
I mean, but you still have a few guys like Kukoc. Yeah. I mean, the Bulls were still winning games.
Yeah.
They weren't nearly winning as much.
I don't think they would have beat Hakeem. No. Not having a big man down there to guard Hakeem would have killed them.
Maybe. I mean, again, I think Hakeem is one of the most slept-on players of all time. Yeah. I got him at number 8.
Number 7, I got Magic Johnson's worst nightmare, Larry Bird. You know, he's one of the best scorers of all time, best shooters of all time, the first All-Star Game MVP. three-time MVP and won the Rookie of the Year over Magic Johnson.
Which is crazy because he's nothing. He's not doing anything flashy.
No.
He was not really athletic. He was just shooting over you, you know, little fadeaways.
Yeah.
And then about his four threes a game, which was nothing crazy for back then, but he was one of the best three-point shooters in that era.
I think he won. He also won the first three-point contest.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, just talking about pure shooting, he's definitely top five. But, you know, as far as, you know, volume, nothing. He's nowhere close.
Nothing.
Yeah. But, yeah, he's very, very underrated. Sometimes some people don't have him in the top 10, which is kind of crazy to me.
It is crazy to me.
But
at my number seven, I also have Larry Legend, Larry Bird. Shout out to Boston Celtics. And the craziest thing, I mean, Nick said basically everything I'm going to say. The only thing he didn't add is he did this all in 13 seasons. Guys like Tim Duncan, he won his five championships in, what, 18 years or something like that. Larry Bird was a three-time champ. All those other accolades, but in just 13 seasons, which is not a lot for the modern NBA for like great players. Like LeBron's on his 19th season, which is crazy. Larry did this all in just 13 years. There's another guy on this list who I'll get to later who did also amazing things in just 13 years, but you know, we'll get to that later.
I think that just means Larry's better than LeBron.
Crazy.
So at my next spot, I got the Stone Buddha, Old Man Riverwalk, Groundhog Day, the Big Fundamental, Timothy Theodore Duncan. Man. I don't know what that means.
I've heard the other ones, but I've never heard Groundhog.
I don't even know what that's supposed to mean. Stone Buddha's kind of tough.
Yeah, that's tough.
The greatest power forward to ever live. 15-time All-Star, 15 times All-NBA, 15-time All-Defensive, 5-time champ, former Rookie of the Year, 3-time Finals MVP, 2-times regular season MVP, former All-Star MVP Tim Duncan. He's the greatest winner of all time, especially with the generation he played in. He carried a very old David Robinson to a championship in the 90s, brings in Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili in the 2000s, and they keep winning. They just, that's all they do is win. carried that into the 2000s. Yeah, shout out DJ Khaled. Carry that into the 2010s. They're still winning games. Five-time champion over three decades is unheard of.
Yeah.
Again, greatest winner of all time. He didn't need to be flashy. I think that's the reason he's not talked about as much, is because he wasn't very flashy, but that's why they call him the Big Fundamental. He did what he needed to do. And he beat you down low. He beat you. That's all he needed to do. He was a great defender.
And now they're tanking for Wembanyama.
Yep.
Next Tim Duncan.
He could be.
Next Giannis.
Yep.
So my number six, I got, like, you know, Jamie, not the biggest fan of him, but I got Shaq.
Okay.
You know, the Diesel, most dominant player of all time, you know. Three-time All-Defensive, which is kind of like surprising to me. I always thought he was, you know, like a 10-time All-Defensive player, had a DPOY, which he does not, which kind of is surprising, which kind of alludes back to your point of Hakeem being, you know, more universal. But, you know, Shaq, he's just more dominant. A lot of people say the Hack-a-Shaq thing, but I've seen a lot of clips of him hitting a lot of clutch free throws, you know, in the clutch, you know. And he's also, you know, Kobe would not be Kobe without Shaq. Kobe's obviously great, but without Shaq, he would not be, you know, as high on this list as he is.
At six, I got LeBron. I'm kidding. I also have Shaq at number six. Nick said it all. I will say, he is one of the most dominant players the league has ever seen. I agree. He did make some clutch free throws. I was looking back as well. And yeah, he was missing them. But when it counted, he was making them sometimes. And he got some obviously very key wins for them. You know, 15-time All-Star, 4-time NBA champ. Nick already said it all. I got not much else to add to this, I'm going to be honest. But I got Shaq at number six.
All right, my sixth spot. These nicknames are crazy. The Hick from French Lick.
Oh, I saw that.
Kodak, the Great White Hope, Larry Legend, Larry Bird. Larry Joe Bird, sorry. I mean, in 13 seasons, his middle name's Joe. I'm actually looking here. He's 65 and 363 days. So his birthday's in 2 days. Larry Bird. Happy birthday, Larry Bird.
Larry Moving Legend.
On. 12-time All-Star in 13 seasons is crazy. 3-time NBA champion, 10 times All-NBA, All-Rookie Team, Rookie of the Year, All-Star MVP, 2-time Finals MVP, 3-time regular season MVP, plus whatever he'd do on All-Star season, winning the three-point contest. I think he was just one of the most accomplished players of all time when it comes to playing in such a short point. It kind of sucks that he started getting hurt at the end of his career, but much like Steph Curry, he kind of revolutionized shooting.
Yeah. Yeah.
But just not to as much of a degree as Steph Curry, obviously.
He could do so
much more.
But
for his era, I mean, there's so many great shooters in the 90s. I mean, he could have paved the way for guys like Reggie Miller, Ray Allen. So shout out Larry Bird, second greatest small forward of all time. I think he's very unappreciated.
Yeah. So for my number five, I got Kobe Bryant, Lord of the Rings. Some people might think that's crazy, but, like, I don't. I mean, the people that are ahead of him, it's like it's Kobe and then way down, in my opinion, you know. The accolades are not in his favor as far as MVPs go. He's kind of like Curry in that way. And I will say Steve Nash should not have two MVPs. He should not even really have one.
Kobe should have
three MVPs, but whatever. You know, he's the great, in my opinion, greatest scorer of all time. No debate on that at all. He can get it done on everywhere. Dunk on you. You know, he's also an 18-time All-Star.
Whew.
It's crazy. 12 times.
17 time, really. The last one he got because.
Yeah, but everybody's going to get
that. I mean, Dirk Nowitzki and Dwayne Wade got the same thing.
That's true.
You gotta
everybody's
going to
gonna get that. Yeah. 12-time All Defensive. That sounds kind of crazy, right?
It is. Because everyone would be
he's such a slept on defender.
And he was a great passer, too. Yeah. I also have him at 5'2, so if you just want to turn this into a discussion, but.
I don't.
I mean, I know you don't. But, like, I don't know. He was also a great passer for someone who's like, Kobe never passes the ball. He's like top 10 in assists all the time.
Yeah.
It's just crazy to me. I don't know. I got him at 5 as well.
I feel like it's a good spot for him.
It is a good spot. He's also, he's the only NBA player with an Oscar, too. I see that on the awards here, too. 2018 Oscar. Rest in peace, Kobe. Sad thing, but, you know, his legacy will forever live on. I also have him at 5.
All right, my number 5 spot. We're going through the nicknames again. I got Buck, EJ the DJ, Tragic, the Magic Man, Junior, Magic Johnson at 5.
Wow.
So I know
this is crazy.
It's just... Again, like Larry, they didn't really play enough. I know it's not Magic's fault. Well, maybe it is.
I mean, yeah.
It kind of is his fault. It kind of is his fault. 12-time All-Star, just like Larry. 4-time assist champ, 2-time steal champ, 5-time NBA champ. I'm pretty sure he was the finals MVP his rookie year.
Yes, he was.
3-time finals MVP, 3-time regular season MVP, 2-time All-Star MVP. I mean, I keep saying they revolutionized the game, but Magic Johnson truly did it to a degree in passing, especially also being a 6'9" point guard.
Yeah, crazy.
He's the first person to ever do that. He was a great defender.
Penny Hardaway would not have existed without
Magic There would
Johnson.
Be no Penny Hardaway. LeBron James even played point guard.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be the same. Luka wouldn't be the same. Jokic wouldn't be the same without Magic Johnson.
Lonzo Ball.
He's like 6'5".
LaMelo.
LaMelo's only like 6'5".
LaMelo's 6'8".
Is he really?
Yeah,
LaMelo's
6'8".
But again, on his positions here on Basketball Reference is point guard, shooting guard, power forward, and center. He truly did it all. Magic Johnson.
So just no small forward.
Just no small forward, I guess. He was a great scorer. Averaged over 20 points a game in 3 different years out of his 13, but it's not what he needed to do.
Best playmaker in the history of basketball.
Yeah, I mean, he was a fantastic passer. The only years he didn't average more than 10 assists were his first 3. And in those years, he averaged 7.3, 8.6, 9.5.
Which is still insane.
That's absurd. And then his best year, or he led the league in assists for 4 different years. He averaged 13.1 assists in one of those. So Magic Johnson was a pure passer. Nobody was better than him at it. I just think that maybe if he didn't have such a funky jump shot, he could have been more just a little higher.
Yeah. My number 4, I got Magic's right-hand man, Kareem. He also, just like, you know, some other guys, he's got 6 NBA titles. He's really the first superstar. He's not the first superstar, but, you know, before Jordan and all those guys came, he was the GOAT, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He had the skyhook, you know. He really revolutionized centers. And, you know, I heard this the other day. They would not allow him to dunk, so he developed the skyhook. Like, you see what I'm saying? Because he was so dominant at doing it, so then he had developed that, you know. He's also one of the best defenders of all time, a 4-time block champ. And, you know, he played until he was, like, 41 years old. So I just think that's crazy, you know, how good he was into his old age.
Let's add another player to my Mount Rushmore of when I think of winning. We got Magic Johnson at number 4. Excuse me. Like Jamie said earlier, but I'm going to really push this point even harder. Magic Johnson was a 12-time All-Star in 13 seasons. A 5-time NBA champion in 13 seasons. This dude might be more winning than Tom Brady. This dude, and like if we talk about time periods.
Yeah.
3-time MVP in just 13 seasons. 3-time finals MVP in just 13 seasons. 10-time All-NBA in just 13 seasons. He did this all in all rookie in just 13 seasons. He did this all in just 13 years, but really just 12 because he came back after he was diagnosed with the AIDS and that whole situation. He took off like 6 years or something and he came back. So really, I'm going to make this even better. He did this all in 12 seasons, which is just, as Stephen A would say, it's just blasphemy to me. It's just crazy. don't know. It's just Magic Johnson. Honestly, I'm talking about him so much. If we do another list down the line, I might move him up a little bit. But I'm going to leave my list for what it is right now. He revolutionized the game for passers. You know, really just, you know, a true point guard is Magic. When I think of a true point guard,
Magic Johnson.
Yeah. There'd be no all these other great point guards after him without Magic Johnson. And he was tall, too, which really, like we talked about earlier.
Penny. All them.
Penny. Yeah. It really revolutionized the game. And he is the truest point guard this league has ever seen.
Yep. All right. This might come to a bit of a surprise. There's a few points I have to add. We're going to go with the nicknames again. Vino, Showboat, Little Flying Warrior, The Eighth Man, The Lord of the Rings, KB24, The Black Mamba, Kobe Bean Bryant. So Kobe Bryant, I think, is extremely underappreciated. I hear a ton of people say, oh, Kobe Bryant's only the top guy on people's lists because he died. I've never heard that.
I've heard that so many times.
Yeah, you've never heard that?
No.
I've heard that a ton.
That's just sad.
I've heard that a ton.
He deserves it if he was alive or dead.
Yeah.
He's top five no matter what.
No question.
Mm-hmm. What? 18-time All-Star.
That's terrible.
2-time scoring champ, 15-times All-NBA, 5-time NBA champ, more than Shaq, All-Rookie team, 12-time All-Defensive team. My goodness. 2007 MVP, should have been a 3-time MVP if you ask me. 4-time All-Star MVP, that's why the All-Star game is not the Kobe Bryant MVP award. 2-time Finals MVP, and he's got an Oscar? Ain't nobody else on this list got an Oscar.
Yeah. Put him at one then, why don't you?
Maybe I will. Don't budge me.
He probably have the Western Conference Finals MVP.
Mm-hmm. He probably does. I mean, if Kobe Bryant to me is extremely underappreciated, I know that's crazy to hear, but I think he is top four. I mean, I hear a ton of NBA players in interviews say Kobe Bryant's their GOAT. And a lot of the people in the public don't see that, but NBA players who played against him, Jason Tatum thinks he's the GOAT.
Really close with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Devin Booker.
I feel like a timeline, kids that were born in like 1994 to about 2003. Mm-hmm. That's their GOAT. And then from 2003 up is Jordan.
The guys who grew up with him.
Exactly. Like, we grew up with LeBron. So, I mean, you know, he's going to be over Kobe for us.
Because that's who they grew up watching.
Exactly.
Was Kobe.
That's why old heads always have MJ.
Well, I'm an old head, I guess. But
I guess so.
I mean, he was just a pure scorer. 35 points a game in 2005, 31 in 2006. He was a fantastic defender, racking up a ton of steals. All those defensive lists, all the blocks. Kobe Bryant, to me, is the second greatest shooting guard of all time.
Yeah.
Top three guard of all time.
Best scorer of all time.
Best scorer of all time.
Because he, I mean...
He's just a mini Mike.
He was doing it all. He was a mini Mike. He really was.
Uh-huh. They played the exact same, but Kobe could shoot a three.
Right. I was about to say the same thing.
Kobe could shoot a three. I mean, he took Be Like Mike to the fullest extent, and he played it out perfectly.
He had the tongue out and everything.
Mm-hmm. He was a fantastic free throw shooter. Pretty sure he led the league in free throw percentage for a decent amount. I don't know. But he was fantastic at it. I'm pretty sure in 2007, the year he scored 81, he was on a streak of like 100 straight free throws. I mean, that's just unheard of.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant, to me, may his soul rest in peace. He's number four all time.
So for my number three, I got my personal third favorite player of all time, also as well as him being number three, Tragic Bronson, Magic Johnson.
Tragic Bronson alert.
You know... Kind of just what y'all said, you know, 12-time All-Star in 12 years is crazy. 5-time champ, he would have more than that if he wouldn't have, you know, mm-hmm. if all that stuff that happened wouldn't have happened. And to another point.
If he wasn't getting busy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway. Basketball was dead whenever he got drafted. And he brought it back to life.
Him and Larry.
That rivalry. I would say him even a little bit more.
Because at the time, it was Showtime LA. I'll give it to him at the time.
It was. You know, 5 championships in...
13, 12.
12 I mean, really 12 years.
But I'm saying like in the 80s, you know, in 10 years. You know, and they won it all throughout the decade. You know, 90, 87, 86. You know, just all around that. You get what I'm saying. But, you know, he could do everything. He could play defense. He couldn't really shoot. But, I mean, besides that, he could finish. He even played the center against Moses Malone in the 79 finals, and they won it, and he won the finals MVP. So, yeah, that's why he's my number three. I just think that he's very underappreciated. Always on people's lists is always closer to 10 than 1. So I just think that's crazy.
Not any of ours, which is good.
Yeah.
Number three, I got Kareem. He was, like, I think Nick said this earlier, he was the GOAT before Jordan came around, before Kobe, before LeBron. He was the GOAT for a decade, if not more, 2 decades, he was the undisputed GOAT, 19-time All-Star, 15-time All-NBA, 2-time Finals MVP, 6-time MVP, 6-time NBA champion. He was doing it all on the court. And yes, he did play the beginning of his career kind of in that, you know, smaller player time, but most of his career was against other dominant players.
Moses, like he, Malone.
Moses Malone. Yeah. Like, he was in the real NBA. Not as real as now, I guess you could say, but he really revolutionized the game. I didn't know that they told him he couldn't dunk, and that's why he formed the Skyhook, which is one of the most dominant moves
ever.
Ever. Like, if you're
The most dominant.
It might be the
it
most.
It is. It is. Yeah. Honestly.
Because anyone could
fade
do
away.
That.
It's either that or, like, the Mike fadeaway.
The Mike and Kobe fade.
Anyone can do that. You can be, like, a little guard, and if you get a good angle on the hook, there's no center blocking that.
Y'all remember that guy last year on OKC, bro?
He was in the G League.
Yeah. I want to see him come back for a couple games.
I think he was in the G League, and just he was, like, dropping just sky hooks everywhere. And he's, like, a guard doing it, which I'm saying. Anyone can do it because it's really hard to block if you get the right angle
and
on
they're
it.
They're hard to shoot, too.
Yeah. They're very tough to do.
They are.
I remember Ben Simmons tried to bring him back for a little bit. He was not the right
person.
I'm so happy he's off my team.
Yeah,
I cannot express that enough.
You think he'll be a top 50 player all the time?
He won't be top 120.
I'm just kidding.
He won't be top 150.
He won't even be top 200.
If there's 1,000 players that have played, which I'm pretty sure there's, you know, right around that, he's 90. He's like 700.
Give me Jose Calderon.
Give me Jose Alvarado.
Mm. For real, he just dropped 38 last night. Shut up.
I don't think Ben Simmons has ever dropped over 35.
Mm-mm. Jose Calderon? No, not Jose Calderon. Jose Alvarado has.
Who do you got at 3, Jamie?
3, I got Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, just like Alex. The
Cap.
GOAT. The what?
Cap. They called him Cap.
Oh, no, that's his nickname, yeah. I thought you were calling me
you
Cap.
You didn't do the nicknames.
Oh, yeah. So,
Big
nicknames.
Cap.
We got Lou, Cap, Murdoch, Big Fella. Kind of lame nicknames, but...
Well, Lou was his
Lou Alcindor. His first name is actually Ferdinand.
Yeah.
Ferdinand Lou Alcindor?
Ferdinand Louis Alcindor Jr.
I see why he changed.
Yeah, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar sounds way cooler. 19-time All-Star is insane. To be good for that long, especially at his size, 7'1", people that are that tall are not supposed to, like, necessarily live that long.
Yeah.
Or play that long. Insane the things he did.
Yeah.
2-time scoring champion, 4-time block champion, 6-time NBA champ, 15 times All-NBA, All-Rookie team, 11-time All-Defensive, Rookie of the Year, 2 times Finals MVP, 6-time regular season MVP. Are you kidding me, right, meow? That's crazy. NBA 75th anniversary
that was
team.
Kinda odd. That didn't happen.
But in his first year in the NBA, he averaged 28.8. Second year, 31.7. Third year, 34.8 points per game. In his third year in the NBA, like, that is insane.
It's crazy.
And not to have him in your top three?
I got him in my top three.
He's not in my top three.
This guy over here, he
Magic.
Said he was Magic's right-hand man.
He was definitely Magic's right-hand man.
He only looked like a thumb he looked like a thumb on the Lakers, but he was the best player in the NBA for a very long time, especially in Milwaukee.
Once he went to the Lakers, that was automatically Magic's team.
Ah.
Who won the Finals MVP?
I know. I don't think it was Magic's team because didn't Kareem get there before Magic?
Yes, but they all recognized Magic's our leader. Like, that was what
when he got there, but Kareem was still balling before Magic
he was,
got there
absolutely.
For a while.
You know, but then this is another thing I learned. Kareem, really one of his only injuries that put him out for the majority of the finals and is why Magic had to play the center was because he got injured.
He's never really hurt.
That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, his durability is really nice. But
and he's built like a twig, too.
He is. He's very skinny. But, you know, Magic Johnson, like I was saying, just what puts it over the line is 6'10". And he makes, you know... He makes, you know, any guy that's, like, handling the ball that's tall, nothing. You know, Penny Hardaway is nothing compared to Magic Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, Kareem even shot a few threes in his career. That kind of surprised me. In 1986, he shot 33% from three. He probably shot 3 three-pointers and made one.
On his Dwight Howard stuff.
Yeah, I mean, at least he was making them. I mean, Shaq only made one his entire career, and it was like a half court at the buzzer. I got Kareem at 3. I think from a viewpoint of greatness... Kareem is at the pinnacle.
Maybe at 1.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's it, guys. I'll come back next podcast for our top 2. No, I'm kidding. We have the biggest debate of all time, Chipotle versus Qdoba. No, I'm kidding. Michael Jordan versus LeBron James.
Actually,
you want to have an open discussion here? Or do you? Cause...
Well, actually, my number 2 is somebody different.
Russell Westbrook.
Oh, yeah.
But for real, we can.
You want to have an open discussion here?
Sure.
Instead of just, let's go around the table and name them off, and then we'll start talking.
So number 2, old heads are going to be coming at my head, but it's Michael Jordan. I mean, the thing that puts LeBron over it is the level of competition is like crazy. It's Jordan's out here facing like nothing compared to the Golden State Warriors. Let's just go from Eastern Conference perspective.
Well, let's just say who we got first, yeah. Okay. And then we'll come back to you.
Well, you're ready for a debate.
Yeah, I am.
I also, if you asked me this last week or even 2 weeks ago, I would have been like Jordan at one. But I've been doing a lot of digging for the past, I don't know, week, I'd say. Like, I was watching videos. I was going through mostly just statistics and really just, like, thinking about, like, what you were about to argue about. I got Jordan at 2 and LeBron at 1. Yeah. But it's, like, 1A, 1B to me.
Yeah, it very much is 1A, 1B.
So but I'm new to that. I was not on that bandwagon for years because I hate LeBron.
Yeah. You very well wanted to.
But I have to give LeBron.
LeBron's done too many things to the Celtics, man.
He has.
I think you just put Jordan at 1. Just like me. I have Michael Jordan at 1, LeBron at 2. For a few reasons. Like, should we just start talking?
Yeah, just go ahead and start talking.
Let's get into it.
I don't want to just like...
Nick is like, he's like, you know,
so
like shaking
first,
over there.
So I'll start with LeBron, because I know that's who you guys want to talk about. He's an 18-time All-Star.
About to be 19.
Longevity has been, well, if he plays the entire time, he will.
Yeah.
Well, barring any injuries, he's going to be a 19-time All-Star. Scoring champ in 2007, that's his only scoring title compared to another guy.
Yeah,
who
but
has
he has
10 times
KD
that.
And
yeah, but look who's
and
playing
Carmelo
around.
And Russell Westbrook
Curry.
And Dwayne
assist
Wade.
Champ,
and
assist champ in 2019.
Kyrie.
Assist champ in 2019
Westbrook.
Is crazy.
Tatum now.
Yeah.
Four-time NBA champion, 4-6. 18 times All-NBA. All-Rookie Team, Rookie of the Year. Three-time All-Star Game MVP. Six-time All-Defensive. Four-time regular season. Four-time Finals MVP. Mm-hmm. The accolades speak for themselves. He played with a lot of superstars. He faced a lot more superstars. I'll say that. LeBron James is a physical freak of nature. He did it all on the court.
Also put it over the top for me.
He does everything.
He's shown the stats. He's 6 all time.
For the first few years of his career, for the first maybe decade, he was not a good shooter. Really whatsoever. He's never really been
just
a good
like
free throw shooter at all. Like, he's never been a good free throw shooter. His career, he's averaging only 73%. But, I mean, when it comes to a physical standpoint, there's nobody better. Just
physical?
Purely,
what do you mean by physical?
Just blowing by defenders, dunking on them. I mean, he's a mid-range shooter. Who? LeBron.
Okay.
Okay.
No, I'm talking about LeBron.
Russell Westbrook, man. I'm just kidding.
You love your Westbrook, man. Now I'm talking about LeBron. From a physical standpoint, he's the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
The best of all time.
So
we get to that discussion again, the boat and the goat.
That's why I have
Jordan.
That's
Jamie's trademark.
LeBron James is the best player of all time. Michael Jordan is the greatest player of all time. We made a top 10 greatest players of all time list.
And I have LeBron up there.
I have Jordan at
one. Yes, Jordan has 6 championships, but LeBron's at 4. I'm done with the Mickey Mouse stuff. He won it.
Yeah,
I don't care.
That is the worst competition.
Because he's still playing NBA players.
Exactly, and they have all these months to train. They're thinking about nothing but basketball. That's
if anything,
all
it might
doing.
Have been harder.
It's more.
It might have been harder because they're stuck in, you know,
quarantine.
Yes, it's Disney World, which might be pretty fun.
No family. No food. They have no food of their choice. That's why so
no,
many people
they had no
left.
Food at all. No water, no.
Why are you getting on my face?
I'm kidding.
When Russell Westbrook yelled at that baby?
Yeah,
I sent that video in the group chat.
Yeah, you're right. I do remember amazing. That. It's because tensions were high. He was missing his
He's getting so into it.
He was missing his
family. Yeah, we're not talking about Westbrook. We're not talking about Westbrook.
I just came to my head because I was so funny.
He literally hopped. You're about to stand up right there.
He missed his family. You get what I'm saying?
He was yelling at that baby. That was so funny.
The tension was much more high, though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
No, I'm giving him that championship, LeBron.
I am, too.
Jimmy Butler was the best player in the bubble.
And TJ Warren.
Dame Lillard, too.
Tyler Hero.
But
he was a beast.
Anyways, you know, when we just look at the Eastern Conference, when Jordan played, it's like no, the Pistons who were great, you know, they
it's a dynasty.
But prior to that, after that, they were not like they were terrible. Jordan had a cruise, like a straight up cruise until Magic
and he
came
back from 3-1. LeBron Jordan wasn't doing that.
No, Jordan
he beat him so bad. He
Jordan
didn't
never
to.
Faced nobody like that. Jordan the best.
Jordan,
team,
yeah, I agree.
Stockton and Malone.
That is nothing.
Okay, imagine
to
if
Curry.
Michael Jordan was facing Steph Curry, who could and Klay Thompson.
Curry would shoot him out the gym.
I agree.
Okay, well,
Klay Thompson,
you're the one that said you don't want
gym.
To compare eras. That's why you put Wilt Chamberlain and Bill Russell on the top. Jordan dominated his era.
LeBron dominated. I'm using your argument against you.
Yeah, but LeBron dominated.
Michael
dominated
Jordan
his
was
era.
A
LeBron
much. Hold on. Michael Jordan was a much scarier player to face than LeBron James. John Stockton is quoted as saying Michael Jordan made it unfun to play basketball,
yeah, he's like
and he made it
little
pointless.
Exactly.
No, it's because he couldn't win. He could not win against Michael Jordan.
Yeah,
Michael
Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman, Horace Grant,
Kukoc,
Steve Kerr. Who's LeBron? Who would LeBron have?
Steve Kerr? LeBron? What are you talking about? Anthony Davis? Chris Bosh?
No, I'm not talking about that one.
What do you mean?
Before.
The Cavs. Before that's what? Really the. I see. The
that's
one
that, what separates
that's
what,
yes,
from
exactly.
That's
what
the Cavs.
That's what
if you get Anderson Varejao,
3 years later. So Jordan, he got Pippen 3 years later. If you give LeBron, I'll say even Dwayne Wade or Dwight Howard in 2006, he wins 10 titles.
What year was 20? Was that the year they went to the finals and lost?
2006, yeah.
Yeah, with the Varejao.
And he had no one.
Yes. If you give him another top 75 player in NBA history, no matter where they are on that list, he's winning 10 titles.
I don't get how that's LeBron or like Mike's fault, though. It's not his fault that Pippen became great.
It's not, but it kind of knocks off when you're talking about the 1-2 spot.
Exactly.
And 6-6-6-0. In the finals,
yes, but
is
LeBron
disgusting.
Would be 6-0 if he didn't have
but
to
he's
face
not.
Those teams.
But he's not. He's 4-6. He's 4-6. He couldn't get over Steph Curry, even when he didn't have Kevin Durant. He only got over him once.
And Steph Curry got over him once.
Yeah, because look who they had, Kevin Durant. I mean, that team was so well built.
One thing, real quick.
Okay. LeBron carried them to the finals that year when they beat the Celtics in a 7-game series. He carried them. They had no one. Kyrie, where was he?
Kevin Love wasn't even.
He wasn't even doing anything.
J.R. Smith was second best player.
He carried them
roster.
All the way to the finals to play.
This is a Celtics fan too.
Yeah,
so that's,
this is me. He carried them, and that Celtics series was rough. LeBron literally took over that fourth quarter and said, "No, I'm not losing to a bunch of you rookies and bums. We are taking over." And he brought them to the championship. I forget who they played in the first two rounds. I obviously wasn't really keeping track
Indiana
of that.
Indiana.
I think maybe the Raptors.
The Indiana
was,
and the Raptors.
Yeah.
That's where LeBron really took off.
But in that finals, yes, they got murdered. But what did you expect? But he brought them there.
They would have won games one if J.R. Smith
yeah,
won.
And if they got up 1-0, maybe it could have changed things a little
I don't
bit
think,
differently.
It would have been 4-1.
It would have been a better series.
I don't even think they would have won with J.R. Smith.
No, I mean, they were up.
But it's more of a matter of fact that he brought them all
and he did.
The way there. He did.
Mm-hmm.
And he did
win. I'm not diminishing that.
I know. That's why I just have to put him over.
And Jordan. I'm not diminishing that at all. I'm saying LeBron is the best player of all time.
So
Jordan's greater.
I know. But when you're looking at the whole holistic view,
6-0 in the finals speaks for itself. I don't care who he was facing. This dude's saying Will Chamberlain and Bill Russell played in their eras, and they dominated their eras. What's wrong with Michael Jordan dominating
nothing
his
wrong
era?
With that. He's
1B. Then why are you diminishing it, saying
he's
he 1B. Faced bad
if
players? How is that his fault?
I didn't say he faced really bad.
You're
that
saying
he
didn't face as high of competition. How is that his fault? He dominated what he had against him. How is that
his
fault?
Yes, but since LeBron dominated.
If we're looking at a record,
and he did,
Bill Russell was the best
didn't.
Player of all time. If we're looking at a record in the finals, Bill Russell was the greatest player to ever play at any sport. 11 rings?
Nah.
What is he, 11-0?
I don't know. I know he's 11.
Yeah. So
and 11 in a row. Yeah.
And Jordan
was more skilled, though.
Kareem could also be in that if we're talking about a finals record at that point.
But Bill Russell also had a hell of a team with him.
He did.
Jordan.
Jordan did too.
Yeah.
Jordan had Pippen and Rodman.
Ooh,
but you can't talk about the Heat's. The Heat also had a big three with them.
I'm not, but they still lost a ton of finals. I know,
they
but
lost two.
There's individual
yeah.
moments that.
Remember when LeBron's like, "We ain't winning one. We ain't winning two. We ain't winning three.
But there's individual moments like 2006. I know they lost, or when they came down for 3-1, or even when they lost the Warriors again. There's individual moments that just put LeBron over Michael Jordan.
I don't think so.
I just think those three I just mentioned, I'll name them again. 2006 brought them to the finals. I know they lost, but he carried that team. Jordan wouldn't do that if he was by himself.
Nope, he wouldn't. He never won a playoff series by himself.
Another one. Yes, I know they lost to the Warriors. They got swept, but he carried that team without no one. Kyrie was in Boston. Kevin Love was barely there to the finals. Or when they came back, the biggest one, they actually won this one. They came back from 3-1 in the finals. Those three individual things, along with he's literally about to get every single... He's about to be on every single record thing of all time. Jordan's not on there.
Jordan doesn't even get rebounds.
It's because Jordan played, 14 years to LeBron's 19?
No.
And Jordan also was retired for a couple years. Imagine he didn't retire. How much higher he'd be. LeBron's
he wasn't
also
even
played,
that really good his last year.
LeBron also played 10,000 more minutes than Michael Jordan did. I'm not going to sit here and take this because I know you're going to say LeBron's on all these records, but it's because Jordan didn't play as long.
I know, but since
Jordan
he is
still
played, as long,
Jordan never had a year where he averaged less than 20 points a game.
All right, not to jump.
He played 15 years.
Jordan. Not to jump into football here, but some could say
football.
Brady's not even the GOAT because he's playing 23 years or whatever.
He is,
but he is.
Longevity
is the
plays
GOAT.
A factor.
Exactly.
It.
So longevity, and since LeBron has the longevity, and he is getting all these records, that means he's gonna keep beating Michael Jordan since he is getting these records that Jordan didn't. Don't get me wrong, Jordan's just I honestly think they're both the greatest players of all time, but if I had to pick one, that's what the show is about, I have to put LeBron over Michael Jordan.
And I'll pick Jordan.
That's completely okay.
And that's what we have. That's why we're debating.
That's why
we're all out here for a good show. We're all here to have fun, and we're all out here to put content out for you guys.
Any closing arguments? I think we've said what needs to be said.
I think 6-0 speaks for itself. He faced a lot of good teams in his time. He faced guys like Hakeem, Stockton, Malone, Barkley. He's eliminated 20 Hall of Famers from the playoffs. I mean, there's no going
against
that.
He also has 20 Hall of Famers on his team.
Yeah. What are you talking about? He's had two. I'm kidding. Literally, I was looking at a website earlier today that said it compared what, like, all-time greats Jordan's played with compared to LeBron. And Jordan had Pippen and Rodman for a majority. And
Horace
then the other
is so
two,
snubbed off of that.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, Horace is your
Horace
boy.
Horace is snubbed.
Horace is your boy. And then they also mentioned Robert Parrish, who was very old, and I don't think he ever did anything
with
him.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
And Artis Gilmore, who only played with him for his last year of Artis' career.
Yeah.
And then LeBron had guys like Bosh, Wade, Kyrie Irving, Anthony Davis.
Ray Allen on that.
Ray
he
Allen.
Does not count.
But
all.
I would say Scottie Pippen is a top 20 player of all time.
Yes, he is definitely.
Not so is Dwayne Wade.
Pippen's closer to 20 or
closer
to 10.
Yeah, but then you also have the Anthony Davis. Look what he's doing this year.
Yeah, but he's not top. I wouldn't say he's even top 30.
Well, not yet, but he still has a long way to go. He still won a championship with him. Chris Bosh, who's one of the top power forwards of all time.
Yeah.
He's top 10.
Power forwards, yeah.
And also mentioned Mo Williams. That's kind of random. Like, I don't know why I mentioned Mo Williams. He was solid, though.
Yeah,
Wasn't he an all-star?
He was, but it was a season after LeBron left. And, you know, there's an argument about how much better LeBron makes his teammates. You know, he turned Kuzma into a star. Kyrie was a star before. Kuzma isn't a star, but y'all get what I'm saying.
Good
He's very competent now.
He's solid.
Kyrie, he was an all-star before LeBron, but LeBron made him look like the best point guard in the NBA.
No, not with Steph Curry in the league.
He was killing Curry in the finals.
Nah, not with Steph Curry.
Killing Curry.
There was somebody who won the unanimous MVP at that point, and it was not Kyrie Irving.
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying that. See, I'm talking about in that final series, though.
In the final series, it was great. He was averaging, he had, 40 points that one game.
Yeah. But,
Kyrie Irving used to be a menace.
LeBron, he is, the best teammate of all time to me.
That's valid.
Him and Russell Westbrook. And that's no bias. No, bro.
Always got to throw Brody.
You can't attest to me on that, bro.
I agree.
Yeah.
Westbrook was a great teammate. But there's plenty of great teammates out there.
Yeah, but I feel like those two top it.
I can't name that off the top of my head. I know there's plenty of great teammates.
Yeah.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was a great teammate.
Yeah,
we could go on for this forever.
Yeah, I mean, we're coming up to that hour mark. I think we've had a great discussion today, boys. I think we're going to wrap it up.
Real quick. Any finals before we head out of here?
What do you mean?
Yeah, we have some, college finals.
Oh, I just have the JCM 103 final.
I got to take that, and then I've got to do, I got an English essay to write tomorrow.
English? How was MC101?
I mean, it was all right.
If you watch the test tips videos, you'll be okay.
All right, I got that Thursday. We have academic honesty in this room, so I won't be asking. What was question 9? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Academic honesty to its highest.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's wrap it up. Thank you all for tuning in to WVUA 90.7 and the Full Court Press Podcast. We will be back next week with our updated personal power rankings.
That's going to be a good one.
This is Jamie, Nick, and Alex signing out.
Peace.
See you guys.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.